This is Michael Oral of MobileBurn.com, and today we're looking at the RIM BlackBerry Storm 9530 for Verizon Wireless. This is the first touchscreen device to come out from RIM. Features a very simple block form factor. As you can see, it has an accelerometer, auto screen rotation. In terms of controls, we've got a micro USB control on the left-hand side and a user configurable convenience key. The other side has another convenience key that defaults as the camera shutter button. It's actually a two-stage button, so you can press it a little bit to cause the camera to focus and then press it all the way to take the photo. There's also a volume control up here. On the back, we have a 3.2 megapixel camera with an assist flash. The back panel's metal, which is unlike most BlackBerry devices. You can see the Verizon logo here, speaker grill down at the bottom. Very bottom of the device, not much other than the microphone hole. And up here, in spite of the fact that they don't look like real buttons, the plastic is flexible and there's a lock button and a mute button that will mute a call or mute the stereo system if it's playing. You see the device is locked now, so when we do something, all we get is the message. If you press the lock button, the device unlocks. In terms of build quality, the Storm feels quite nice. It feels solidly built. It's a little on the heavy side, a little bit on the large side. A couple of things cause for possible concern, though. You can see there's a lot of gaps between the buttons and the edge and the display. I can get my fingernail in there quite easily. The reason for that is the entire touchscreen actually moves, and that's how it provides click feedback. You can touch things all you want, double tap, triple tap, whatever you want to do, but until you actually click the display, because it's floating over top of a series of pivots, nothing actually happens. But because of that, those spaces along the edge of the display are really going to let in a lot of junk. We're not sure if it's going to cause problems in the long term, but it is cause for a little bit of concern. You can see on the display we have a lot of information. The connection information, signal strength, GPS location services. This is a button for changing profiles, there's status about how many messages are unread, time, date, and then of course the menu at the bottom. The interesting thing about the menu along the bottom is it actually is just the top two rows of the main menu. So since you can reorder things as you like, by selecting, hitting the menu key, and we'll choose the move function, you can move it over here, and you can see that the order has changed, and now when we go back to the standby screen, the order has also changed because it's really just the top two rows of the menu, which makes it really convenient to configure it how you want. And as I showed you in the main menu, not only can you move things, you can hide things. So we're going to take that contacts and we're going to go down here and notice I'm selecting hide. And when I press on the display, it disappears. Now this is great because you can do a show all feature temporarily and see the hidden icons. You can see these icons are grayed out. They're not normally showing there unless you're in show all mode. Now if I go back to show all, you'll see that contacts is going to disappear. It's pretty handy. It's a great way to organize things. You can move things into folders and you can also just hide them because you don't normally use them. There's an accelerometer, as I mentioned earlier, and that means that everything can be viewed in landscape mode. One of the problems in this version of the firmware that's on the Storm is that it's just not very fast in rotating. While it seems to be working quite well at the moment, sometimes there's a real significant delay. It can be 10, maybe even 15 seconds. You'll notice that there's no real standby screen in the landscape mode either. It automatically defaults to a view of the main menu.